John Leonidakis joins us, folks.
Hi there.
I'll hold this up. This video is absolutely terrific. Not exactly Cooperstown. John, nice to have you here today. You have done many nice things in the documentary world throughout your career. But I want the fans to know about this one. This is a little bit of an offbeat look at baseball, but endearing, and every fan can relate to it. Tell us about Not Exactly Cooperstown.
Well, first of all, thank you, Marty, for inviting me on the show today. It's a pleasure. Not Exactly Cooperstown is about the baseball reliquary, and the baseball reliquary is the People's Hall of Fame. It's the only baseball Hall of Fame where fans can vote for who gets in to this specific baseball Hall of Fame. And they're all about celebrating the great characters and the great storylines, but the great players and people involved in baseball that have made an impact on the landscape of the game. Whereas Cooperstown is about statistical achievement, the reliquary is about the great stories and characters of the game, and that emotional side of the game that resonates within the hearts of fans everywhere.
All right, so how did the I never knew the word reliquary. And of course, now I looked it up, and it's in the documentary. You explain what it means, a place where, I guess, obviously relics are kept.
Okay.
You know, Mother Teresa, whatever, you know, wherever they keep people like that. Or
the Shroud of Turin?
Right, something, you know.
Sacred relics.
Mother Cabrina, you know, whatever. So, it is a special part of baseball. How did it come together? How did the reliquary come together, and where is it? It seems like more of a traveling show than anything, but how did it all come together? Who started this?
Well, this was started by Terry Cannon and some of his cohorts. These people are steeped in the arts. They're big baseball fans, and they wanted to come up with a conceit for an art project, and that art project turned out to be the baseball reliquary. And their mission is to foster an appreciation of American art, history, and culture through the prism of baseball. It's an intentionally broad mission statement that takes in all kinds of great stuff that fans love to talk about at the game and at home.
All right, John, you talk about art, and I'm looking at your webpage here, and the archive is titled Curiosities and Wonderments, and there's some very interesting items in there. Eddie Goodell's athletic supporter,
yes,
et cetera. You want to describe some of these things?
Sure. Well, he mentioned Eddie Goodell's jock strap.
Right.
They've got that in the reliquary. Of course, goes back to the great at-bat by Eddie, as put together by Bill Veeck, baseball's greatest Maverick owner.
For those who don't know Eddie, don't remember Eddie Goodell, he was a midget, right?
Yes. Today they call him dwarfs, yes.
Okay, he's a dwarf. So I'd imagine it's a tiny athletic supporter?
It is tiny. The story goes it was left behind in the shower room and donated to the reliquary by Bill Veeck's family. And Bill Veeck is kind of the spiritual guru of the baseball reliquary.
Okay,
also have a box of baseballs autographed by Mother Teresa. This was given to the reliquary by the FBI after the case had been settled by all of these forgers who were selling sports memorabilia with forged autographs, and they had gotten this box of baseballs signed by Mother Teresa.
What I liked in the documentary, you did a very nice part in the documentary, and of course the reliquary did it, but going through Latin baseball, and I mean in this country, in the barrios, and what Latin baseball meant to the communities, and I think I wrote it down. It was kind of a nice quote. It was family, religion, and baseball.
Right.
And it's a very good part of the documentary. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, the reliquary's got a fantastic project called the Latin American Baseball History Project. And it focused on the semi-pro leagues in East Los Angeles initially. And it's a very rich league with a very rich past. And it really bonded the community together, especially for folks who were coming in from out of the country and settling in that part of America there in Los Angeles. And it allowed people to come together and celebrate their culture, celebrate their language, understand how to deal with the issues of the day, such as racism and discrimination. So it was a lot more than just a baseball game. And one of the things about Not Exactly Cooperstown is that it's, as you get into it, you discover this isn't just about baseball, it's about life.
Yeah, and you do a good job of presenting, and that's what the documentary is all about. John Leonidakis is with us. It is called Not Exactly Cooperstown. John, is this distributed now? And I know it's going to be shown in the Bay Area, and you'll tell us where, but let's say some of the listeners would like to get a copy of this. Is that possible?
It is possible. Starting October 1, end of this month, you can order it through the Baseball Reliquary at baseballreliquary.org.
You better spell that one.
Reliquary is spelled R-E-L-I-Q-U-A-R-Y. So it's baseballreliquary.org. You go ahead and just send them an email, or you can go to the NotExactlyCooperstown.com website, go to hit the contact button and just shoot me an email.
All right. Now, I know you're going to show the documentary, and that's how you and I got together in the Bay Area here. What is the schedule in the Bay Area?
The schedule is, well, tomorrow we've got a private screening for our men and women in blue at the San Francisco Police Department. But Thursday, it opens up to the public. That's the 13th at the San Francisco Main Library, Corrette Auditorium, 100 Larkham Street. Mm-hmm. We start at 6 p.m. sharp. Then on Friday here in San Francisco, we're at St. Ignatius College Preparatory at Bannon Theater. That'll start at 7 o'clock p.m. And then on Monday, we're in San Jose at the Bellarmine College Prep in their Sobrato Center at 7 p.m. These screenings are free. They're open to the public. We've got a trivia, Bay Area trivia quiz. Marty, I know you're very good at trivia.
All right.
Yes, but these are going to be tough questions. Tough questions.
Believe me.
So we've got, these are cash prizes we're giving out.
Wow.
Cash prizes. And we're also having, everybody is encouraged to arrive in their finest baseball regalia, because we're gonna give a special prize to the best outfit. And everybody in the audience is going to vote for the best costume.
Now, this is at each event?
At each event.
Oh,
what we want to
nice.
Do is leverage the baseball culture in every town the film goes to.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good.
John, let me ask you one more question.
Sure, Pat.
The Giants have such a rich history in baseball, over 100 years of baseball, whether it be New York or here in San Francisco. For Giants fans, if they check out your documentary and the reliquary, if it's on the road, what kind of Giants memorabilia or mythology or history are they going to be able to see? Anything specific to the Giants?
There's not anything specific to the Giants, but there's a lot of imagery that points to the Giants.
Okay.
There's me 6 years old in my Giants uniform.
Okay.
And I've got a lot of pictures of Giants fans. As a matter of fact, as Marty can attest, the ending, one of the ending shots features footage I shot here doing the NLDS against Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And having the fans singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So believe me, San Francisco and the Giants are well represented.
That's good to hear.
Hilda Chester, this is part of my youth, the cowbell at Ebbets Field. She was the greatest fan ever. They loved her. Then she got sick, and they like adopted her. She's an older lady. But Pee Wee Reese, Jackie Robinson, they loved her. And the fan award is named after Hilda Chester. She had a cowbell, Pat. She would ring the cowbell out there. Very famous person, Hilda Chester.
Okay.
One of the most iconic fans in all of baseball. As you say, she had a couple of heart attacks. And they said her voice was so loud, it sounded like the buzzer at Madison Square Garden. But then she had a couple of heart attacks, and she got some frying pans and some ladles, and she'd bang them together to make
very
noise.
Very famous.
Yeah.
But that's in the doc. It's all in the documentary. That's how I'm coming up with this
And
stuff.
Every year, the Reliquary hands out the it's sort of the Fan of the Year Award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for outstanding fans, we had a guy from Cleveland, John Adams, who's beaten his bass drum for 35 years.
Right. Yeah.
35 years at Cleveland Stadium.
Well, I like Dr. Seth Hawkins. I've had him on the show before.
Oh, is that right?
From Minnesota. Mm-hmm. He's a college professor. He goes, since 1959, he's seen every 3,000th hit.
Wow.
And Tony Gwynn and Wade Boggs came a day apart, and that was his biggest challenge. But I've had him on the show.
That's
Seth
awesome.
Hawkins.
He's a great great character. Dr. Fan.
All right. John, nice to be with you today.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming out here. Not exactly Cooperstown. And I guess the easiest way to go to your website, notexactlycooperstown.com.
Yeah, you can go to screenings if you want to contact me. My email is there, and love to hear from everybody.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.